episode number 260, 5 years.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we have been coming to you for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. This is episode 260, as you said.
60.
And if my math is right on this iPhone, and sometimes it's known to be wrong, 260 divided by 52 weeks in a year is 5 years.
Holy cow.
So,
5 years.
Doesn't seem like we've been doing it that long.
Well, we've been doing the site 14.
Oh.
What's another five? What the hell?
Yeah, you know, why not throw 5 years of our life at something?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Of every single week for 5 years. We never missed a week. Never.
Even if I had to call in when I was on the road or...
Yep.
Well, there's a one time I had to do one when you were gone, and it was very lame.
Yeah, but we pre-recorded some stuff, too, but we've never missed a week.
No, we've actually released one. Yeah, we're pretty consistent, so
yeah.
There's something to be said about that. There's dedication there, folks.
Hell yeah.
We are extremely dedicated to bringing you awesome Camaro entertainment week after week after...
And sometimes just bumper nuts.
Agonizing week. Yeah, bumper nuts. We'll talk about that again a little later on.
Yeah.
So, if you just tuned in, or if you've been listening to us for all 260 episodes or anything in between, we thank you so very much for supporting this show with your comments and your calls and spreading the word, of course, and subscribing in iTunes, and that's really about all you can do.
I'd like to know what everybody's favorite episode is.
Yeah, if they got one that stands out, that's really, really... You know, significant.
Yeah. Because we've done some pretty cool interviews, too.
Yeah, that's right. We haven't done an interview in a while.
We recorded an interview with Scott Settlemyer right after the 5th Gen Camaro was shown at the Detroit Auto Show. That was very memorable, at least for me, sitting up in that little tower thing. And
yep, that was very cool.
It was fun. We've had Scott and... We've been to Scott's, you know, to do an interview with him. Mm-hmm. We've had John and Cheryl in here a couple times.
Yep, we've had Pete Basica in here.
We've had
Micah Jones.
Micah Jones.
Micah Jones, the interior designer.
Yeah.
Well, we had a bunch of the disciples in here.
Yeah.
We were gonna do this. I was gonna do that for this last disciple meeting that we had last week. But everybody was too busy. I told everybody just to call in and say hello. But only Terry did. So I guess everybody else is too busy marveling at Woodward, which is fully understandable.
Yeah.
The spectacle that it is. So, and we've had a lot of, I've had my share of rants.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of good laughs, and we plan to do it until we...
Recorded a couple episodes sick.
Oh, God.
We even ate Burger King on an episode one time.
Yeah, we did that. What else did we do? We drank a lot of grossness.
Oh,
Jones soda.
Yeah. I bet you can't wait till the holiday this year.
You know what? We're only a couple months away. Holy crap. It's
almost September.
It's almost Tofurky time again. God, it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I don't know if it's going to be Tofurky this year.
No, it'll probably be... Jesus. Who knows, man?
Yeah.
Who knows? I'd rather eat the tablecloth.
Yeah.
But it's all for charity. All of, you know, buying the funky flavored Jones soda goes to charity. So we'll make ourselves sick for... charity.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. So, yes, hang with us and keep spreading the word. Please tell people about the show and, of course, about the site, CamaroZ28.com. We're a family. We're a brotherhood. And we're very proud of our members and what we've accomplished in the past 14 years and then, of course, 5 years in the show.
We've been around a long time.
And we're guys just like you. We've always got an open door. We like hearing from people. We like dealing with them. We like addressing problems to make the community run smoother as best we can.
Yeah.
You know? So... It's a big deal, man. Yeah. You know, next year is 15 years for the website.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like people to call in and let us know what their favorite episode is.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
and if you don't want to call in, just drop us an email.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Any words of encouragement, definitely appreciate it.
Yeah.
So should we get to some Camaro news?
Yeah, why not?
All right. What's first on the docket?
More convertible news?
Yeah. Thanks to Camaro Scotty.
Yeah.
He's a popular sort of dude these days. Apparently, he filmed a Camaro convertible driving around from one bay to another at the Oshawa plant.
Yeah. There was some sort of meet and greet in Oshawa.
Yeah, the with owners a bunch of Camaro and enthusiasts? Builders or something. Yeah, right. I couldn't make it because I was at the Disciple thing.
Yeah, it was Woodward that weekend.
Yeah, so it was a tough weekend.
It sounds like a cool event. Sounds like they had about 50 cars there.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, very cool. Sounds like they got to see some stuff.
I hope I get a chance to go next year.
Yeah.
The interesting part about that video is the taillights look weird.
I know. Someone pointed out that it looks like they're Euro, or they have LED lights or LED bulbs in them.
That wouldn't surprise me if there were LED bulbs in it, but it looks like the two lenses were joined at the top.
Yeah.
And I think I remember seeing somewhere in the Camaro, what is that, A Legend Reborn book?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think there's a picture of a mock-up, and it has taillights like that.
Really?
Yeah, I'd have to review it. I'm just going by memory, so I could be way off, or maybe I dreamed it. But, you know, here's what I can say about the convertible, and it's not very much. But what you see on that car, and this may be obvious, but this is the best I can do, is not finished.
Okay.
In other words, it's not refined. So what you're seeing, don't start, you know, drawing conclusions that it's substandard.
Yeah.
Because it's not finished.
That's, well, it's pretty much almost done. You know,
almost. But what's in that video?
Yeah,
there's missing things.
Right.
Leave it. But at
that. We have someone on our message board who says they work in the paint shop.
Yeah, that's right.
At Oshawa.
Yeah.
And one just rolled down the assembly line.
Yeah.
Because he painted it.
Yeah. Red, I think. Didn't he say it was red?
Yeah. First one he said was red.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So. It was very cool. What was his name?
I forget.
Can you link this up in the show notes, Chris?
Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. So the convertible is making some news.
Yeah.
Along with, and it once again, thanks to our buddy Camaro Scotty.
Yeah.
His first 2SS RS Synergy green Camaro hit the lot.
I know. I had to look at that picture closely because I was looking for the mail slot.
Yeah.
You had to see if it was the the SS.
Yep.
But sure enough.
And it was, I think, sold before it even, the tires hit the pavement.
Yeah. I think such a cool color to look at.
That's what everybody says. It's a cool car to look at, but I never own one.
I know.
It takes a special kind of person to own Synergy Green.
It does.
And I get to enjoy it vicariously through them. I'll keep my cyber gray. Thank you.
Okay.
What's next?
What is next here? Someone posted something in the future vehicles discussion forum that said the GM performance division was, looks like it's going to come back online.
All right.
Well, apparently some marketing people got switched around at GM, and I guess whoever picked the lowest straw, or how do you call it, the short straw? I don't know. Got into the high performance group at General Motors has a broader mission again with a marketing veteran in charge who is eager to develop powerful small cars. So it looks like the performance division is going to start with the Cruze, the Chevy Cruze,
and I know this sounds bizarre, but I kind of like that car. I drove one at Milford last week.
Okay.
And it's a little 1.4 liter turbocharged four-cylinder.
Yeah.
Big time lag. But when that turbo spools up and once you get that little engine spinning, it's all right. It's impressive. It handles well. The fit and finish is killer. The interior is really nice. It's a cheap little car. And if they just throw an SS badge and whatever should go with SS, I think it'd be a hot little performance car.
I'm trying to read through the article here. Someone by the name of Campbell said that the performance division will cross all brands at GM, but the primary emphasis will be on Chevrolet and Cadillac. While Campbell's division is not yet defined, he said it will build its own organization drawing with other GM departments. Campbell will coordinate performance vehicle efforts at GM's marketing, engineering, and performance parts and accessories departments. The moves are led by North American boss Mark Royce?
Yes.
That's how you pronounce it?
Yep.
So, sounds pretty cool to me.
I may be wrong. I'm known to be. But I don't believe it was ever fully offline. I think it was just kind of cocooned.
Yeah.
Or hibernating, I think is a better word to use. And then, of course, you know, as it comes back out, things need to change to ramp up again. I have very high hopes for this. So,
Good. Looking forward to seeing what the GM Performance Division is going to come out with.
I mean, the Cruise SS, I think that'd be all right. I mean, the Cobalt SS is extremely underrated as a performance vehicle. The Neon SRT4, again, very underrated. Yes, I know it's still a Neon, but it was also a very potent performer. Mm-hmm. So hopefully that, you know, and I'm not just limiting it to the Cruise. I'm saying whatever they churn out, I think it's going to be great. Anything that they can add a little horsepower and gunpowder to, I'm all for it. So,
excellent.
Good stuff. We got to move on here. What do we got? We got some voicemails and emails?
Well, first, you want to talk?
Something?
Yeah. Our good buddy Jordan Musser.
Oh, yeah.
On the message board has another race coming up.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. MRG, Momentum Race Group's Camaros head to Miller and why it's good news for you. It's the last race of the Grand Am season, and it's coming up soon, and he's got a blog entry at MomentumRaceGroup.com. But, Chris, you'll also throw this in the show notes, of course. How this is good for you guys, the 2010 Camaro guys especially, is they need to have a stock-style suspension in their race cars. So what they're doing is they're learning a lot of high-end tweaking for the stock-style suspension.
Okay.
And I believe that they're coming out with their own stuff in the near future.
Nice.
Yeah, very, very nice. And that's like track-proven experience, able, you know, to be on the street. So
now, is this going to be a televised race? Is this going to be on speed or something?
Well,
versus or anything.
The
like
next
that?
One that's going to be televised is going to be on the Speed Channel on the 18th of September.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing the Momentum Race Group team whip ass. They had some issues at the previous race. I think they toasted an engine.
And did they hit a wall or something like that?
Yeah, there was some things going on there, but I got to tell you. You know, Jordan's a good guy. He runs a good team.
Oh, yeah.
And CamaroZ28.com is a sponsor of that team, and we're very, very proud to be a part of that. So, I say everybody get together on the 18th and have a Momentum Race Group race day party.
There you go.
Order up some pizzas and some subs and some beer if that's your thing, and watch the race and watch them whip ass because it's going to be killer.
Good luck, Jordan.
Yeah, good. We're pulling for you, buddy. Go get them. Yeah. Okay, now is it time for voicemails and emails?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got an email here. You want me to take this?
Go ahead. Yeah. You need to talk, man. I talk too much.
This one comes from Ed. Hi, guys. Thanks, Chris, for the shout-out on the webcast.
Webcast?
Podcast.
Close enough.
If I can ever be any help, a call screener, bouncer, if you need your cars waxed, call me. Thanks again for the anti-Dear Abby, Ed. He's a funny guy.
Yeah. I think I've met him before.
Yeah.
Something tells me I have.
Oh, well, thanks for emailing in, Ed.
Ed Cleahammer.
Yep.
All right. So what we got?
Three.
Three?
Yep.
All right. Kick him off.
Hey, guys. Mudbone calling. I'm going to have to violate my customary rule of only asking one question because you guys are so, especially Jason, are so attention challenged that when you put too much in there, you usually forget to get it all. But get your pencil out and take notes. First question, Jason. I'm splitting this up, too, so Chris gets a chance to talk. When you went to the disciple thing, I know you can't tell, you know, specifics of what you saw and things like that, and I totally understand that. But I am curious, did you see anything that you weren't expecting or that caught you off guard? Talk about that. And just, you don't have to say what it was, just, you know, yes, I did see, you know, a number of things, one thing, whatever. All right. Chris, this is for you. I've been enjoying the Tap a Talk application. I think that's pretty cool. People need to check that out for the iPhone. But I've discovered a new application for the iPhone, and I didn't see that the CamaroZ28.com podcast was hooked into it, and that's Stitcher. I hate having to navigate through the iTunes application to get to CamaroZ28 every Monday. It's just ridiculous. There's no way to save a shortcut or anything like that. It just sucks. So, but Stitcher, you can add a favorite and go right to whatever you want and stream it live, which is the way I do it anyway. And it's just something to check into. I don't know whether that's something that you can contact them and get yourselves on there or whether they have to discover you. I don't know. I'm just figuring this thing out. So that's a question to you for you to comment. Okay, now, general conversation. I noticed you called that the thread of the week last week about the Petters thread, and that was just a really cool thread, and I agree. And I didn't want to, you know, just sort of comment about it. Was funny that you put that in there after I hijacked a thread with a picture of me and the Petters Camaro. So had to talk about that. And finally, the big conversational topic of bumper nuts. Last week, I was driving down the road with Mrs. Mudbone. We were coming back from Richmond, and she's a pretty straight-laced woman. Not, so this was really funny coming from her. And we'd been chatting about them. She wanted to know what they were. I explained it to her. And then just out of nowhere, this smart car drove by, and she looked at the car going by and just looked over me, and she goes, "If ever a car needed bumper nuts, that one was it. But I guess since it was so small, you'd have to hang them from the rearview mirror." And I just cracked up, and I thought you would too. So that's it, guys. Long voicemail. Sorry about that. But I hope you took notes. We'll catch you again next week. Bye.
Mudbone.
Good to hear from Mudbone again.
And Mrs. Mudbone. And bumper nuts. Okay. To answer the question?
Yeah, there's a couple of them here.
Okay.
And we took notes.
The question directed to me?
Yes.
And the answer is? Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Chris?
Okay. He's loving the Tapatalk app. I'm using it too. So cool. Everybody out there, go to tapatalk.com and download it. There's a free version, there's a paid version. We don't get any kickbacks for this, nothing. But it's a cool way to view the forum right on your iPhone. So check that out if you haven't a chance. Stitcher.com. Now, I'm checking into this, Mudbone, but it looks like it's commercial vendors, I guess you could put it, pay to have their shows in this application. So I'll check more into it, but I've got a couple different alternatives for you to use. One, why don't you just subscribe to the podcast in your iTunes? That way, as soon as an episode comes in, it will download it right to your iPhone, and then you can listen to it whenever, and you don't have to stream it either. It'll be real easy for you to do. Another option you can do is just go to the message board, and every week I have three links posted to the podcast. One of them is an iTunes link. If you click on that link on your iPhone, it will take you directly to the show in your iTunes application as well, so you don't have to click in your iTunes and then have to keep searching for the show. So that's another application, but I will continue to check on Stitcher.com. Okay. The next is, he loved the Petters thread. So
yeah. Well, Pete's car is pretty cool.
That's the year so far, man. Awesome, awesome thread. Lots of information in there. And Mrs. Mudbone seemed to have a nice little quip there for the bumper nuts on a smart car, as they should be hanging from the rearview mirror. The car is so small.
It pulled the roof into the interior.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Well, thanks for calling in, Mudbone.
Yep.
Ready for another one?
Yep.
Hey, guys. It's American Camaro. I haven't called in for a while, but I actually don't know if you guys talked about this already, but I noticed that on Top Gear, one of their recent episodes, they compared a Camaro to a Mercedes E-Class, and I thought that was not a very fair comparison, I guess, because, the E-Class also costs, almost two times as much as the Camaro, and it was actually a Camaro SS, and these British guys, they had no clue what they're talking about. They actually called the E-Class a muscle car, and I kind of always thought that unwritten rule that a muscle car had to be American, and Mercedes is German, but, who knows. Thanks, guys. Love the podcast. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, American Camaro.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Actually, we did cover this. It was in episode number 253, if you want to download that episode and listen to it. I think we cover all of our bases and actually talk about the review in there. So
yeah, but good to talk about it again for those who did see the episode and haven't heard the show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty easy one to find. Yep. And Mudbone, all you got to do is click the damn link and it'll take you right to it. God. Handed everything to you. Jeez. I talk too much. All right. Well, enough of my ranting and complaining, I guess. It's time for me to say We love it when people call in and talk to us about things like that or email us, but we prefer the phone call because it's a little bit more interactive.
Personal?
Yeah. So it's pretty easy to do. All you got to do is pick up the phone, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, I'm going to queue up the last voicemail here.
All right.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Deadeye Dave from Cincinnati, Ohio, the postal worker. Just had a question on your opinions. If a little cooler or more aesthetic to put the 69 script on the front fenders instead of the script they have on there right now, and maybe on the glove box. And then the other question was, do you, either one of you have the 6-speed automatic, and when you shift down or you slow down to a stop sign, does it kind of like shift down hard? I don't know if that's a warranty issue, but I'm going to check with the dealer. Love you guys' podcast, and it was great hearing about the Z28 and the event you went to. So keep up the good work, and I just keep telling everybody at work about it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Deadeye Dave this time. Huh? Comes up with a new name for himself every time he calls.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's funny.
It is.
So he was asking if we like that 69 Camaro script, if, you know, just put it on the glove box or
I would do it.
Well, you know, I've seen a couple cars already do it, and
It's nice to see, but I think takes away from the modern muscle car edge.
I was exactly going to say that. The,
yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
and this is a new, you know, the fifth generation of the Camaro, and the logo has evolved as well with the car.
That's right.
So, yeah. Some people.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice. I mean, especially when it's well done. But I think the car has enough, not too much, but just enough visual cues to the first gen. It doesn't need any more help.
Yeah. I completely agree.
That's my
agree.
Opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So, what else did he want to know?
He wanted to know if any of us have the automatic transmission with
the tap shift.
If it kicks down real hard when it...
It's hard for me to say because my trans cal has been changed. I didn't remember it kicking down hard though. We're talking about when it's just a normal automatic drive and you're not using the tap shift. I would definitely first check your fluid, make sure you're not low on fluid. I don't know if that could be a cause in a modern transmission, especially with a computer control the way that it is.
Right.
But definitely don't hesitate to first check that. And if it looks normal, get it into your dealership immediately. For all you know, there could be something in the synchro or anything that could be making it so you might be stuck at the side of the road. And God forbid something lock up or come undone when you're driving spirited. Doing spirited driving, I should say. So, yeah, don't take chances. Get it in there and check it out. And best of luck. And let us know how it turns out, too.
Yeah.
We like to hear the outcome of things like this.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it for the voicemails
okay.
and emails this week.
All right. Well, we thank everybody for calling in. I think we got to be keeping track of these because we got prize packs to give away.
Next week.
Next week. That's right. We got a couple other things we're going to talk about next week as well, but we'll get to that towards the end of the show here. So, thanks, everybody, for calling in.
Yep.
All right, we got to get to this. We're going to talk about it just for a minute or two.
This came out a couple weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, and I almost didn't want to talk
about it. I get this ICQ message from you at work, and you're like, you got to check out this video.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't turn my speakers on at all because I'm at work and stuff like that. So I'm watching it. And all it is this African-American fellow with the video turned sideways.
Cell phone camera type thing.
Is that what, man, probably.
I would assume so.
And, the video was probably, 4 minutes long? And there was one little part where all of a sudden he pans to the street and this fifth-gen Camaro comes whizzing by and jumps a railroad track.
Yep.
Comes back down in the car, on the road, and then in the distance, you see him crash.
Into a telephone pole type thing.
Yes.
If this is the future of America, I weep for the future. Be warned that if you find this video, there's a lot of expletives. If you can understand it, it's hard to understand through the laughter and
yeah,
through the
urban talk.
Yeah. But That's not the word. That's not. That's really not an issue. The issue is that somebody rented a brand new 2010 Camaro or 2011 for
and
all
they,
you
and
know.
They rented this car.
Yeah, they made it clear they rented it. They jumped the railroad tracks doing a buck easy.
Easy.
And you know, there's just so much wrong with
this. What color was the car?
Silver.
It was silver. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm uptight. I don't know, but I didn't think it was cool. Not because it wasn't was a rental car. I mean, you know, I'm not gonna. You know, take it personally that it was that car, but the fact that
they bought the insurance,
they could have killed somebody.
Oh yeah,
you know,
or
I mean,
themselves.
They could have killed. Well, at this point, that's natural selection.
Yeah.
But they could have killed somebody that was walking their damn dog, and when the car crashes, the reaction from the person holding the camera is astoundingly absurd. And I'm just going to play that part. Okay, the car crashes at 100 miles an hour.
There goes by.
And here's what the dude says.
Oh.
And then he says something like, and then he says,
it's obviously with somebody there.
That was Trey. What up?
Yeah.
And then he says,
they're not running towards their friend to help them.
All right, enough.
And it's not like they were running towards their friend to help them.
No, they were cracking
just
it up.
Leisurely walking.
Yeah. The hell is wrong with some people? I mean, if that was in a Mustang or a Yugo, you don't see somebody crash and go, oh, damn dog, or whatever. I don't know. This has made the rounds, you know. It's just
I'm definitely going to link this up in the show notes. But like you said, not
you
safe
gotta
for work.
You got to be careful. It's
right, right.
Full of...
And as you just pointed out while we were doing this show,
yeah.
If you do a Google search
yeah.
for...
Camaro Railroad Jump.
Our site comes up first.
Google has different results depending on who you are and what you've seen, but that came up first when I looked for it. Yeah. So I don't think that's a good thing.
Well,
I don't
knows?
Think it's a good thing.
Well,
I mean, this whole video was wrong, but the reason why
it's
we're pointing
YouTube.
It out is because, as I say to my son, my teenage son, stupid ain't cool.
Yeah.
And these guys ain't cool.
No.
Kind of funny a little bit, but over, you know, but the stupidity is what makes it funny.
Whew.
So, all right.
Is that it?
That's pretty much it for the show. I don't know. I got a couple things I can talk about real quick. We got a couple more minutes left. We're going to talk about the NEOCC show next week a little bit.
Okay.
But for now, just check it out at NEOCC.org, I think. They got a brand new website, much easier to manage, make your way through. And I'm going to be there. Chris, I know you unfortunately can't be.
Unfortunately.
It's an awesome show. Check out the website, sign up, and we'll talk about it a little bit more next week. I've got it written down in my schedule and got some other stuff. Last week, I mentioned I'm selling off some of my diecast collection, Johnny Lightning, Racing Champions, and a lot of people emailed me about that saying, I must have missed it. How do I find it? Just look at my signature on the message board, or I think you can go to, I don't remember what it's called CZ28 Store on eBay. That's my my store name.
Okay.
Or just email me, and I'll point you in the right direction. But everything is on sale. Right now, I took everything. I made like a global sale, 10% or whatever, 20% off, something like that. I didn't really pay attention. I just typed numbers. So if you're looking to add to your collection, I got Camaros and Firebirds from every year. Head on over, check it out. Easy enough.
Dude, we forgot to talk about something here.
What did we forget to talk about?
The brand new thing you added to the site this week.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about that a little bit more next week as well.
Yeah. Well, for the time being.
Yeah.
If you look at the top, like the leaderboard.
The top nav?
Yeah, the top nav.
Yeah, of the message board.
It says user CP, and then next to it says garage.
Yep.
And then blogs and FAQ and stuff like that. Click on garage.
Yep.
Here's a little pull down. It says my garage, garages, and help.
Mm-hmm.
Cool little option there.
Yep. It's kind of like, well, like I said, we'll get into it a little bit more next week.
Yeah, check it out, and we'll talk about it next
week.
Yeah,
but all I'll say is if you like things like Street Fire and most notably F-Quick, but you don't have the time to manage it, this is like a real simplified version of it, quick and easy and free, and do it.
Yep.
I did. It's fun.
I got my garage.
It's a heck of a lot easier than using Photo Bucket and all that.
Yeah.
And then posting links to your, you just say, hey, check out my garage on CamaroZ28.com.
I like Mudbones.
Yeah. How can you not like Mudbone? It looks like a lot of people are forgetting to upload the photo, their main photo for their garage, though.
Yeah.
We'll give tips on how to do that next week.
Yeah.
So are we done? Are we out?
We're done. Is that done?
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks for calling in, and thanks for sticking with us for 5 long years, man. And, hell, Chris, thank you for sticking with me for 5 long years. Too. So,
and we'll see you in September. Next week, September.
Nice. Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
3-day weekend. Woo-hoo! Take it easy, everybody. Don't jump railroad tracks, especially in a Camaro.
We'll see you then.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.